Welcome to our Shir and Sefer Charedim. We begin Hagdama L'Mitzvos, Introduction to the Mitzvos. B'malas ha-Mitzvos ha-Segulasan v'hatanayim l'kiyum ha-Mitzvos b'shleimus. It discusses the advantages of Mitzvos and their segulas, what they can help a person with, and the conditions in order to fulfill the Mitzvos properly. Aleph, Part 1. Chiyuv Mitzvos Tzitzis. Segulasa lezechiras ha-mitzvos. The obligation of the commandment of tzitzis and how it helps a person to remember all other commandments. B'maseches derech eretz zuta perek revi'i amar. In tractate derech eretz zuta, in chapter 4, it says as follows. Haveit chared v'sas al kol ha-mitzvos. You should tremble. A person should tremble and rejoice with regard to all the mitzvahs. Gam b'mitzvahs tzitzis ramaz lanu yizbarach sheniyeh charedim v'nirtayim al mitzvosov k'de'isa b'raya mehemen ha-parshas shalach lecha v'zeh l'shona. With regard to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah hints to us, I'm sorry, Hashem, blessed be He, hints to us that we should tremble and we should rejoice on fulfilling his mitzvahs. Like the Zohar says in Raya Mehemana, in Parshas Shalach Lecha, Volume Gimel 3, Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, on page 175, first side. Vizel Ashona, and this is what he says. We'll read the Aramaic and then translate in Hebrew and English. Tzitzis pikuda dala adkera, kol pikuda eraisa, begina kemo de amar bamidbar tesvav lamittes, uri isamuso, zachartam es kol mitzvas Hashem vas isamusam. Da ihu simana de malka la adkera lamambad vichulu. Kol zimna de bera chame ritua da avoy de chil me avoy, vichulu, man garim le lishte zva. End of quote. Targum Azor Belashon HaKodesh. This is the translation of the Zohar in Hebrew. Tzitzis. Mitzvah zo hi lehaskir kol mitzvah HaTorah biglola. This mitzvah of tzitzis has been given to us in order that we remember all other mitzvahs of the Torah speedily, meaning that we constantly remember them. Kamoshe Nemar, just like it says in the Torah in Bamidbar, Tasvav Lamites, chapter 15, Pasuk 39, Uri Isamoso, you should look at it. Uzachartam is called Mitzvah Hashem, and you will remember all of the mitzvahs of Hashem, Vasisamasam, and you will do them. Zehu siman hamelech lehasker vilasos vichulu. This is the sign of the king in order that you remember and do what he wants you to do, etc. Kol zman shehabein roi haritzua shel aviv mifachid mi'aviv. The whole time when a son sees the strap of his father, he's afraid of his father, because he thinks that maybe the father will punish me for something I do wrong. V'chulu, etc. Mi garam lo lehinatzel. So what causes him to be saved from doing averus? From doing sins? Ze shera be'enav osa ritzua v'chulu. The fact that he sees the strap. Afkan, so here too. Uri isam osa uzachartam eskol mitzvah Hashem. You should look at it, and you will remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Vaday im lo tizkeru harei haritzua. Ad kan lashono. For sure, if you don't remember, so behold, here is the strap, kaviyachal, of Hashem, that He will hit you with. And that's what tzitzis symbolize. End of quote of the Zohar. A very interesting explanation in terms of why tzitzis are specifically strings and not something else. It's supposed to remind you of a strap. Umifarish hasam, and it explains there in the Zohar, Eicha ha-techeles hu-remez l'ritua. How does the techeles, the blue string on the tzitzis, hint to ritua, hints to a strap? Sha-harei techeles doma l'yam. V'yam doma l'rekia, v'rekia doma l'chisei ha-kavod. Hu-kisei din shedonin bo dini nefashas. The techeles, the blue string, reminds us of the sea. The sea reminds us of the sky. The sky reminds us of the of Hashem's throne of glory. And that is the throne on which the judgment takes place, where Hashem judges people for life or for death. And in that way, it's like the strap. So it's interesting. It's not just that the strings themselves remind us of the strap, but even specifically the blue string on the tzitzis, the techeles, reminds us of a strap, of a stick, with which Hashem is going to judge us. V'tzitzis kasav b'Torah chaser yud. The word tzitzis is written in the Torah missing a yud. It only has one yud and not two. It says tzadi yud, tzadi and then taf. It should say tzadi yud taf. So it's missing a yud. V'ola b'mispar katan im dalet osios kiminyan charada. And the gematria, the numerical value of the word tzitzis in the mispar katan, in the small count, if you take the value of the word of tzitzis by adding up all the letters, and then you add that up into one number, and then you add the four letters, kiminyan charada, so it has the same numerical value as the word charada, the word trembling. Simon Ladavar Charados Yulboshu Hakasov be Sefer Yecheskel. It's a sign to an expression that is mentioned in the Navi Yecheskel. It says Charados Yulboshu, you should wear trembling. So it's referring to tzitzis, and it's a pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Chavav Tezayin, chapter 26, pasuk 16. The arba tzitzios kineged arbas shefatav harayim hakesuvim sham. And the reason that we have four tzitzis, we have four strings, is hinting us to the four separate judges that judge us for evil that are written in that pasuk in Yecheskel. And they are cherev, a sword, verav, and hunger, v'chaya ra'a, and wild beasts, a wild beast that attacks a human being, videver, and pestilence. V'chayev Adam, likach shtei tzitzio shelefanav biyado hasimolos, ulesumam neged libo b'shas kriyashema. And a person is obligated to take the front two tzitzis, the front two strings, in his left hand, and to place them next to his heart at the time when he reads Kriya Shema. Shenemar, like it says in the Torah, in Devarim Yud Aleph Yud Ches, in Devarim 11:18, V'samtem es Devarei Eile Alevavchem, you should place these words of mine on your hearts. V'yistakel Bahem Kishayagia L'Pasuk Uri Isa Moso Zechartem V'gomer. And when you reach a Pasuk, you should look at them, you should look at it, meaning of the Techeles, and you should remember, etc., all the words of Hashem. That pasuk, as we mentioned before, in Bamidbar, Tesvav Lamed Tes, 15:39. When you reach that pasuk, you should stare at your tzitzis. I just would like to point out here that this custom that he brings down, the most common custom in terms of taking tzitzis during Shema is we take all four strings. But he says we take the front two strings. And this is the custom today of the students of the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon took two tzitzis. So apparently he was following what's brought down here in Sefer Charedim. So we continue. V'chedeisa b'medrash al ha-pasuk al atzmosay tumarna. And like it says in the Medrash, with regard to the pasuk, you should say, "Kol atzmosay tumarna." All of my bones will say. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Hey Yud, 35:10. B'chasav Harav Rabbi Yosef Gikatalia, Rabbi Yosef Gikatalia, who was one of the early Rishonim, was a student of Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, was a great Mikubal. He writes as follows: Shtei tzitzios shelefanav hu sheyikach. A person should take two front strings of tzitzis. Ya'an ki b'shtayim yesh tez zayin chutim. Ukesharim asara she'olam chavav kimispar yudke vavke. And you should look at them, pay attention to the following. In two strings of tzitzis, there is 18 strings, right? Because we have four strings that are doubled over, so each corner has eight strings hanging, and if you take two of them, that's 16. And they have 10 knots in them, because each string has, each corner has 5 knots, so the two of them have 10. So if you add 16 plus 10, you get 26, and that is the gematria, the numerical value of the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. V'harekim haketanim hagedolim esrim vashesh b'misparam. And together, the skies, the small skies and the large skies, there's 26 of them in total. Kedekasav HaRambam, as the Rambam writes in Hilchas, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, Paragimel Halacha He, Chapter 3, Halacha 5. V'haremez se'u mara meinechem uru mibara eila. And this also hints to the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Mem Chaf Vav, chapter 40, Pasuk 26. It says in Yeshaya, lift your eyes up and look who created all of this. Ve'az yikana levavam he'arel. And that will tame down your uncircumcised heart. Gam tam lekichas shtei tzitzios remez l'shnei shefat av hayoser mitzugim. V'hapachad v'hamora mehem rav. Also, there's another reason for taking two front tzitzis, and that hints to the two judges that judge a person that are more commonly found, and fear of them is abundant. In other words, a person is really afraid of them. Kidechsiv, like it is written in the Torah, v'nizbecha l'Hashem Elokeinu, we will bring sacrifices to Hashem our God, pen yivgaenu, because maybe he will strike us, badever o bicharev, either with pestilence or with a sword. And this is a pasuk in Shemos, Hey Gimel, in chapter 5, pasuk 3. Harei lecha ra'ayus berurus, ki mitzvah tzitzis shehi maskeres kol ha-mitzvahs, hi simon lecherev Hashem malei adam lehinakei meharishayim ha-pushim bo. Here are, we brought down a few explicit proofs that the commandment of tzitzis reminds us of all other mitzvahs, and that is a sign of the sword of Hashem, which is full of blood to take revenge to those who are wicked and who are careless about the Torah. Kedechsiv, like it is written in the Torah, in Devarim Lamed Beis, Lamed Heith, Remem Aleph. It says in the Torah, in Devarim, chapter 32, Psukim 35 through 41, it says, Im Shanosi Barak Harbi, Lina Kam Vishalim. If I draw my sword, then I will take revenge and pay. V'lachein, and therefore, kol ish yivchad v'yira v'yilbash harada. Every person should be afraid, and he should dress himself in trembling. V'yishmor me'avar mitzvosav kimipni cherev. And he should be afraid of he should be careful of transgressing Hashem's commandment as if he is afraid of a sword. V'chein kasav harav hachasid Rabbi Yosef Yavetz, and so writes the pious Rav Rabbi Yosef Yavetz, al Mishnas, in his commentary to the Mishnah, on the Mishnah heveirat lemitzvah kala uvareich min haavera. You should run to do a small commandment, and you should run away from transgression, from sin. This is a mitzvah in Avos Dalet Beis, in Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. V'chein kasav Rashbi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also writes in the Zohar, kol pekuda delavhi b'dechilu rechimu lav pekudahi. V'ha'yira ha'gedola mivya ha'ahava. Any negative prohibition where they have mercy on him is not counted. In other words, if a person violates a negative prohibition, but he stays away from it, they don't count it in the court upstairs. V'hayira ha'gedola mivya ha'ahava, and great fear brings love. Like it is written in the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Ahavas Hashem, in the Gate of Love of Hashem, Paragimel, chapter 3. Uvehedi Aksiv, it says in the Torah, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach, Ki Im Li'iris Hashem Elokecha, La'alechas B'chol Derachav, U'la'ahava Oso, V'gomer, etc. It says in the Torah, in Devarim Yud Beis, in Devarim chapter 10, Pasuk 12, what does Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, ask from you? But only to fear Him, and to go in all of His ways, and to love Him. Ve'al kein, chibur katzar, shechibur harav Rabbi Eliezer mimetz al mitzvos, kara shemo sefer yireim. And therefore, the short sefer that Rabbi Eliezer mimetz wrote on mitzvos, he called its name Sefer Yireim, the Book of Those Who Fear God. V'ani lo kasafti rak ha-mitzvos ha-nahagas hayom la-asosam, but I, this is the author of the Sefer Charedim talking, I only wrote the mitzvos that are applicable today to do. V'gam he-vesi or Torah misifri Rabbanan kamay, v'Rabbanan basray, v'itartim bimili derashbi, alav ha-shalom. And I have brought down the light of the Torah from the books of the early rabbis and of the later rabbis, and I have crowned them, I have beautified them with the words of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, peace on him, V'kore lo shem chadash lechiburi katan, asher pi Hashem yikavenu, shenisraim aleinu biyad Yeshaya Hanavi. And I have given it a new name to my little book, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya that Hashem should establish it in us. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Chavtes Yud Gimel, chapter 29, pasuk 13. Vatahi yerasam osi mitzvas anasha milumada. Your fear of me should be a commandment of men that is taught commonly. What does that mean? Kilomar, in other words, heim chashvu shema shekasafti lahem batorah. You should think about what I have written in the Torah. Devarim Yud Yud Beis. It's a pasuk in Devarim chapter 10, pasuk 12. Ve'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha shol meimach. What does Hashem ask from you? Kim liyiras Hashem Elokecha, but only to fear Hashem your God. He yirakala mitzvas anasha milumada. That is simple, easy fear. And that's the commandment of men that is taught to everybody. Ve'en hadavar kein. But that's not so. Ela kedechsiv bi'anshi Nineveh. Vayiru ha'anashim yira gedola. But rather, like it says, a pasuk in Yonah, in chapter 1, pasuk Yud, pasuk 10, it says, the men of Nineveh feared a great fear. V'hayira ha'gedola nikreis charada. A great fear is called trembling. Meaning that it is not enough just to have a little bit of fear of Hashem. But rather, a person must have a lot of fear. He should tremble in front of Him. Ki deferish, like it is explained, Yisbarach al Yidei Yeshaya Atzmo, like Hashem Himself explained through the words of His prophet Yeshaya, And this is in chapter in Yeshaya Samech Vav Hey, chapter 66, Pasuk 5. Hacharedim el Devaro, those who tremble to his word. Vichared al Devarim, there is another Pasuk also in Yeshaya in that same chapter, number 2. The one who trembles of my words. Meaning we're required to tremble of Hashem's words. A little bit of fear is not enough. Al Kain, and therefore, Maskeres mitzvah zeh karasi sefer charedim. This book that is supposed to remind us of Hashem's mitzvahs, I have called Sefer Charedim, the book of those who tremble. V'yecherdu banyim al mitzvahs avinu malkeinu malka shalolam. And therefore, the sons should tremble with regard to the commandments of our Father, our King, the King of the world. V'lo yitu lomer. And they should not make a mistake and say, Hashem tzavakos malei rachamim. Hashem, He's full of mercy. V'yirachim al harishayim. And He will have mercy on the wicked. V'lo yidunim. And He will not judge them. A person should not say that. K'de Amru Chazal, like Chazal said in the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Amud Aleph, in Mesechta Baba Kama on page 50, Sheha Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatru Me'ohi Elamarich Ape V'Gavi Delay. A person who says that God is lax in the execution of judgment, his life will be outlawed, meaning that Hashem will pay special attention to such a person. He will judge him even stricter than regular. V'chein kasuv, and also it is written in the Torah, Shemos Lamed Dalet Zayin, in Shemos chapter 34, Pasuk 7, V'nakei lo yinakeh, and he cleanses, but he does not clean completely. U'feirish Yisbarach L'Moshe B'Sinai, and Hashem explained to Moshe on Sinai, Minakehu l'rishayim sheshavu b'tshuva. He cleanses the sins to the evil people who did tshuva, who repented. Ve'ena minake l'rishayim shelo shavu. But he does not clean the sins of the wicked people who did not repent. Uchsiv, and it says also over there in Shemos, Chaf Hei, chapter 20, Pasuk 5, Poked avon avos al banim vigomer. Hashem counts the sin of the fathers to the sons, implying here that in the case where they do not repent, the sin is extended. V'chasev Rashbi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, the osiyosav yizbarach remez lecharbo hakasha v'hagedola, Shaba misnakim min harishayim. And the letters of the word of the name of Hashem is a hint to his sword, which is difficult and great, with which he cleanses the world from the wicked. Ketzad, how does that work? Yud Resha Dekharba. The Yud of Hashem's name. We're discussing the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud is the head, the tip of the sword. Vav, the Vav, Gufa Dekharba, that's the body of the sword. Hey, hey, train Pio's delay. The two Heys, those are the two blades. Umir Rores HaMelech V'Kharba Shalufa B'Yado V'Lo Yecherad Charada Gedola. And who can look at the king who has his sword drawn in his hand? And how can a person like that not tremble a great trembling? Behind the Ramas Yisborach b'Parshas Tzitzis, and this is what Hashem hints to us in the Parsha of Tzitzis, a pasuk in Bamidbar Tesvav Lamites, again in Bamidbar 15:39, V'haya lechem l'tzitzis, and these tzitzis will be for you, uri isam oso, and you shall look at it, meaning at the string of the techeles, with the blue string, vigomer, etc. Kitevas vehaya, the word it will be, Remez Lashem Hanichbad Vehanora Shieshlo Yud Beis Terufim Vize Echad Mehem is a hint to the great and awesome name of Hashem, which has 12 different combinations. And this is one of those combinations. Because if you take Hashem's name, Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei, and you scramble the letters around, so you can scramble them in 12 different ways, in 12 different combinations. So this is one of those combinations. Tevas lachem behipuch osius melech. The word lachem, to you, if you change the letters around, it can spell the word melech, because the king, because it has the same letters. Letzitzes, two tzitzes, lashon histaklos, lashon meitzitz, kideprishus le'el. It is an expression of staring and pondering, like we have explained before, in a really, looking in a really detailed fashion. Or ye'isem oso, and you should look at it, behefach osios v'yereisem oso. If you take the word ye'isem and you should look, and you change the letters around, it will spell v'yereisem, and you should fear it. Kelomar, in other words, histaklo be'ein li'sichlichem, biyosios Hashem, shehu malko shalolam, look, stare with the eyes of your mind into the letters of the name of Hashem, who is the King of the world, Shemoros, Shecherev Nokemez Biyado, which point out to a person that there is a sword ready to take revenge that is drawn in his hand, V'sipol Aleichem Eimav Afachad V'yira Gedola, and a great fear and trembling should take them over. Uzechartem is called mitzvahs Hashem, and then you will remember the mitzvahs of Hashem, vasisim osam, and then you will do them, vigomer, etc. Ve'od, kivein b'tevas litzitzas. There is another intention you can have when you say the word litzitzas, two tzitzas. Shehashem melech shehisker, that Hashem is king, like we have mentioned, who meitzitz bachem tamid. He is constantly overlooking you. V'zeh kasuv b'Torah, v'shanei b'nevim, u'meshulash b'ksuvim. And this is written in the Torah, it is repeated again in the prophets, and it's repeated again for the third time in the ksuvim and the writings. Kasuv b'Torah, it says in the Torah, sh'nemar ata kel ra'i. It says, you're the God who looks at me. Bereishis Tazayin Yud Gimel. It's a pasuk in Bereishis, chapter 16, pasuk 13. Uchsiv, and it says also in the Torah, Lo yehi lecha elohim acherim al panai. You should not have any other gods before me, literally on my face. Uferish Haramban, and the Ramban explains, this is in Shemos Chaf Gimel, in Shemos, chapter 20, pasuk 3, kimo imlo al panecha yivarechecha. It's as if not on your face he will bless you. Ki hadavar he'aso b'fanav shel adam, something that is done in front of the person's face, b'ho'omed alav yikari al panav, and he stands right there, is called on his face. V'hinei amar lo sasa lecha elohim acherim ki al panayhem. And that's what Hashem is telling you. He says, don't make for yourself other gods, because they're right on my face. They're right in front of me. Shani nimtza imecha tamid b'choleisa v'chol makom v'roi osecha baseser v'agalui. Adkan. Because I am with you constantly in every place and in every time, and I can see you whether you're hiding or whether you are in the open. End of quote of the words of the Ramban. Vishanai Benavim, and this idea is repeated in the prophets. Shenemar, it says in Yirmiya, Lamed Beis Yutes, chapter 32, Pasuk 19, Gedol ha'etza v'rav ha'lilia. Asher inecha pikuchos al kol darchi b'nei adam lases le'ish k'derachav. Great is the advice which your eyes are open to all the ways of people to give to a man like his ways. Uchsiv, and it's also written in the prophets in Zechariah Dalet Yud, in Zechariah chapter 4, Pasuk 10, Einei Hashem hem meshotetim b'chol ha'aretz. The eyes of Hashem, they look over all of the earth. U'meshulash b'kesuvim, and it is repeated for the third time in the writings, Shenemar, like it says in Iyov Lamed Dalet Chafalef, it says in Iyov chapter 34, Pasuk 21, Ki einav al darchi ish v'chol tza'adav yireh. His eyes are on the ways of man, and everything that he traps, he can see. U'mizmor, and this is also in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Tes Aleph, in chapter 139, Pasuk 1, Hashem chakartani vateda. Hashem checked me out and I knew. Miyusad al pirati hashgachaso hatadira bam b'chol yitzurav. It is established on the details of his hashgacha, of his providence, hatadira, which is constant, bam b'chol yitzurav, on all of his creatures. In other words, his providence is constant on all of his creatures. V'zeh amar David, and this is what David said also in Tehillim Tazayin Ches, in chapter 16, Pasuk 8, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samed, ki mimini balamot. Hashem, sit next to me constantly, and from my right hand do not go away. Kilomar. In other words, pasachti einei sichli, open the eyes of my mind, v'samti bidaiti, and place into my mind, ki Hashem negdi tamid, that Hashem is next to me constantly, v'hu mistakel bi, and he stares at me, v'eich lo ira v'ebosh mipanav, and how can I not be afraid and not be embarrassed of him? Gam lashon negdi, lashon yisurin umalkos b'lashon gamora, Mimeno aniguda. The expression, the language of negdi, next to me, is an expression of punishment and lashes. And the language that the Gemara uses for this word negdi in Tehillim, next to me, is the word aniguda, which is implying punishment. V'chein pershu zal, ezer kinegdo, lo zacha minagadato. And also, Chazal have explained that when the Torah says that a man's wife is ezer kinegdo, she's a help next to him, lo zacha minagadato. That if he merited, she's a help, the Gemara explains, but if he did not merit, then minagadato, then she is a punishment to him. So we see that Chazal also used this expression, this word of negdo next to him, as an expression of punishment. V'hacha hachi ki omar. And this is what it means. The pasuk shivisi Hashem kinegdi tamid. Hashem should sit next to me constantly. Samti bidaiti, place in my mind, ki Hashem, that God, afal pishu horachamim, even though he's full of mercy, Gamhu shofitu maki bicharbo esamoridimbo. Even he judges and strikes with his sword the ones that rebels against him. Elamarich ape ubasof nifra. But even though he executes this punishment, he takes a long time to do it. And in the end, he executes it. Kishani meisim ze alibi. So when I place this on my heart, Vaday le'emot min haTorah, I for sure should not go stray from the Torah, kichud hasayar, even for a breath of a hair, even for a little bit. Kide amru Chazal, like Chazal said, ein yamin ila Torah. The reference to the right hand of Hashem, is Torah. Shenemar, like it says in the Torah, in Devarim Lamed Gimel Beis, in Devarim chapter 33, Pasuk 2, mimino, Eish da salama, from his right hand, a fire comes. V'chein Ramaz Yisborach behaschalas Sefer Teraso b'teva Rishona shehi bereishis. In the same idea, Hashem hinted to us in the beginning of the Sefer Torah with the very first word, which is bereishis, in the beginning. Sheperish Rashbi b'tikunim, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explains in the Zohar in the Tikunim, Bahagdama Hamad Beis, in his introduction on page 5. Echad Metzerufei, one of the combinations of the word Bereishis is Yirei Boshes, be afraid and be embarrassed. Sheti Yirei Boshes, that a person should be afraid and embarrassed. Sheti Yirei Bechared Mipachad, because a person should be afraid and tremble of the fear, Kibara Olamo Bedin V'Yispara Meharishayim, because Hashem has created His world with judgment, and He will clean it from the wicked. He will get rid of all the wicked from His world. Gam Tevash Mipanav, and a person should be embarrassed in front of God. Ki Omid Imcha B'chol Makam, because He stands with you, with Him in every place. V'roya Machashavtecha V'diburcha, and He can see your thoughts, and He knows what your words, what you say, ufil lasecha, and your deeds. V'ha'ish ha'rasha she'over al mitzvah smalka shalolam, and a wicked person who transgresses a commandment of the king of the world, im einu kofer b'hashgacha vaday asponim hu, if he does not deny God's providence, for sure he is arrogant and brazen. V'alav tanan, and with regard to such a person, we have learned in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Hei Chaf, chapter 5, Mishnah number 20. It says, Az panim legehenem, a brazen person goes to hell. V'al shomer mitzvosav tanan, but with regard to a person who keeps his mitzvahs, we learned in that same Mishnah, Uboshes ponim legan Eden, the one who is embarrassed of God goes to Gan Eden, goes to heaven. Baharei anu mispallim lefanav yisborach b'sof tfilaseinu. And we also pray in front of Hashem at the end of our prayers, meaning at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. V'acharei mitzvosecha tirdof nafshi, let my soul run after your commandment. V'chova aleinu, and it is an obligation on us, kol hayom lirdof achareihin b'cholos, to run after commandments with all of our might, every single day. U'cheshenosein lev shelefanav yizborach, and when a person puts his heart in front of God, anu omdim tamid, we stand in front of Him constantly. Kimo de'amar, like it says in the Navi, in Melachim Beis, Heta, Zion, in chapter 5, Pasuk 16, Chai Hashem, Asher amadati lefanav, I swear by the life of Hashem, in front of whom I stand. Yesh lanu lehischazek, v'lo lehisrashel milikayim mitzvosav bizrizus v'simcha rabba. We should strengthen ourselves and not stay away from fulfilling His mitzvahs with great zrizus, with being very careful and quick about it, and simcha rabba, and great joy. Dechsiv, as it is written in Tehillim, in chapter Kuf Yotes Lamed Beis, 119, Pasuk 32, Derech mitzvosecha arutz, on the way of your commandments I will run. Uchsiv, and it also says in the Navi in Hosea, Vav Gimel, in chapter 6, Pasuk 3, V'neida nirdef al adasas Hashem, let us know and let us run to know God. V'ano mispalolim, and we pray, V'hayre neinu b'mitzvosecha, we say this in the brachas of Kriya Shema, enlighten our eyes with your commandments. V'nismach, and let us be happy. V'nalos b'divri talmud torasecha, and let us succeed in the words of your Torah. Lechein ra'oi l'shaneis masneinu l'kaiman b'simcha. And therefore, it is proper for us to fulfill the mitzvahs in joy. This is the end of this section, And we will continue next time with the next section in the introduction to the mitzvahs, section number 2, which discusses separation with regard to fulfilling of commandments.